Welcome today to an interview series with outstanding professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting an exclusive interview with Kathy Shaughnessy. Kathy is an internationally renowned speaker, award-winning corporate executive coach, and best-selling author. Kathy, thank you for coming in today to share your deep insights with the audience.
Thank you, Stephen. I'm very delighted to be here, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Kathy, can we learn from your long history of successes in terms of, can you share what you've done and can you profile how you got to your present position and what your current role entails?
Well, sure. You know, it's been really interesting because, like anyone looking back on their career, when I look back, I realized that I jumped into the job market back in the 1980s when I had just an undergraduate degree in psychology and an extreme fascination for what makes people tick. But it was at a time when there were not very many jobs at all for people like me in corporations. So I had all the energy in the world and all the passion, but not many opportunities. And I was lucky at that time to land a job with a small consulting firm. They were in the training and development field. And if you can believe it, at that time, training and development was brand new. It was really uncharted territory. And I was designing and delivering corporate training programs in areas like mostly soft skill stuff like communication skills, leadership, managing change, and that was pretty new to people. But I knew immediately that I was in the right place. I don't know if you've ever been like this in your career, but working on a project, working on something and knowing this is absolutely the fit for me. I loved the work. So because I loved the work, I just set out looking for opportunities to continue to do this people development stuff. I went on to become a national trainer with the original Career Track organization. That's back in their early days as well. And that's where I had an opportunity to author my audio-video series, which was called Cultivating Initiative in Your Staff. And I traveled across North America delivering full-day training sessions. And that's where I really fine-tuned my platform skills, standing in front of groups of people between, you know, probably 350 to 750 people in a ballroom in Vancouver or at the coast to coast. I really went coast to coast, both in Canada and the United States. And that's where I really got hooked on the speaking circuit. So I did that for a number of years, but again, still in the people development area. But I came to a point where I just really wanted to have an impact in my own business community. And that's when I partnered with Marion Thompson Howell to create Shaughnessy Howell. At that time, what we created was a corporate training and development firm where we could work directly with corporations to create customized training solutions for them. So I was closer to, you know, the front lines and closer to individuals and organizations. And I stayed for 19 really exciting years designing and developing training. And in fact, during that time, we won landmark 6 national awards for our work and loved that work. And found that I was beginning to become contacted more and more often to work with people one-on-one to coach them. And this is going back 5 or 6 years. Again, uncharted territory. Coaching, brand new, people calling to work with me one-on-one was a fairly new concept for me and fairly new in the industry. There weren't that many coaches out there, even 6 or 7 years ago. But one more time in my career, I knew I was in the right place because I absolutely loved the work. And, you know, that was the energy that drove me. And in the initial years, most of the coaching that I did was pretty intuitive. But as the field of executive coaching itself started to grow, started to really explode, I decided that I needed to formalize my learning. And so that took me to Royal Roads University, which you'll know well being on the West Coast, and I became a certified executive coach. And once again, I was absolutely, absolutely hooked. Mostly because I've seen such an impact in working with my clients. So much so, in fact, that I now work exclusively as an executive coach in private practice. I established my own private practice perspective in action, and I'm working with people one-on-one. So, in a nutshell, what I do is I work with people on the telephone, senior leaders, mostly in corporations, sometimes emerging leaders, people who have been targeted as people of potential within their organization, and I really help them execute on their professional development plans. You've probably heard the expression, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and I often tell people what I do is help leaders get from intention to action. That's primarily what I do on a day-to-day basis, and I love it.
You know, that's excellent. I can feel that passion that you have, and also in the marketplace, you know, why is executive coaching hitting the mainstream as the development tool of choice for talented, upwardly mobile professionals?
Well, the really short answer, Stephen, is because it works. You know, when you hire a coach, you're really saying, I'm ready to get serious about my future. I'm ready to get intentional about what I want my life to look like, which can be a bit different than sitting in a training session, which is a bit more passive, reading a book, which is a bit more passive, even really going on to get some additional certification. That can be a bit more passive. But when you're working with somebody one-on-one, you're saying, you know, I want to get focused. And the right coach is going to help you to really stay focused on your goals and to be accountable for your actions. It's really that simple. It works.
Now, let's kind of drill down further. Can you provide details on the areas of focus for, say, senior or mid-level managers, as well as, and you mentioned this before, emerging leaders, when they specifically work with your service?
Yeah, great question. Primarily, you know, people work with me for a whole variety of reasons. Most often, actually, it's because they're feeling either a bit overwhelmed or stuck in their current role. They perhaps want to develop a particular type of a skill set, or they want to move in a bit of a different direction, or they might want to be known as a person of influence within their organization or a person of potential. So, you know, a whole bunch of things. They might want to develop their leadership style. So they've been given some feedback on areas that they want to develop and they want to be more effective as a leader would be one thing. Or they may want to make some more headway on their specific goals, something that they want to do in terms of their development individually or really from a team perspective. Or they might be working on a really large project and they want to be able to move that project forward more efficiently. And then they'll give me a call to help them work through that. Other examples would be people challenges. Sometimes individuals want to be able to work out people challenges. And this is true of very senior leaders at the executive level because they don't often have people that they can vent with, can't necessarily go to others and talk about people challenges that they might be having. So they quite commonly work with coaches to work out those issues. Might be needing to decide on, you know, their next career move, or sometimes even to get their work lives in better balance with their home lives. So primarily it's at times when they need a thinking partner to help them move forward on some sort of an issue.
And you'll also assist them in writing targeted objectives, I guess, to align with some of their other goals.
Well, you know, I have a great example that one of the things that's actually true is that when people work in organizations, they have an annual goal-setting process that they have to go through. And it can be a bit of a challenge for people to try to figure out how they connect with their organization's goals. And so, yeah, I help them work together on what it is they want to do in their future and then align those goals specifically with their organization's goals.
You know, there can be confusion in the marketplace and amongst the audience in terms of you hear these words like coaching or mentoring or training. What are the differences?
Well, the most significant difference, Stephen, is really the angle that the base knowledge is coming from, I would say. Where does the actual knowledge come from? So if that makes any sense, when you have a mentor, you're actually working with somebody who will give you advice based on their experience in the trenches. So they've been there, they've done that, that's why they're a good mentor for you. They can provide you some really valuable wisdom from the field because they've experienced what you're experiencing and can give you some tips and advice. That's really where mentoring comes from. And so the body of knowledge, the base of knowledge, rests with the mentor to share with you. It's a bit similar in training. And even though you might be doing training one-on-one or might be doing remote training or even e-learning or classroom training, the base knowledge is actually coming from the trainer. The trainer is generally teaching a concept or a skill, and they are usually the expert in the room. There's usually a body of knowledge that rests outside of you, the learner, in a training example. With coaching, the base knowledge actually is coming from you, the person who's being coached. So really on the table are, you know, it's your dreams, it's your challenges, it's your goals, it's your future, it's your experience that's on the table for discussion. And the coach actually then becomes the thinking partner that is there to provide the clarity of thought and propel you forward. So in your discussions with the coach, you may be describing your experience or your challenge or even your goals. And the coach can work with you to kind of work out the knots. So again, the body of language or the body of knowledge is actually primarily with the person who's being coached.
You know, at the very beginning, you provided a profile of how you got to your present position, but let's explore this further in that how is your background in learning and development really the perfect backdrop for your work in coaching?
Well, you know, it's a happy coincidence that after 25 years of providing skills training, it's still working for me. You know, so many people, their careers are a bit different in that they go from field to field or they may, you know, jump around a little bit within different fields. I've had the wonderful privilege of being able to stay within my field. And so after 25 years of providing skills training, I'm still in people development. And I've been able to learn from those 25 years. I really understand the challenges of the current organizational landscape, what's happening within organizations today, and in particular, really what's keeping leaders up at night. So where I was working with large groups of people, sharing, again, that body of knowledge from my status as an expert delivering training to 350 or 750 people in a room, I could never be sure that at the end of the day, you know, it stuck. And I've received many letters over the years of people who said, you know, when you said this or I was in a particular program of yours and that really meant a lot, and here's a change I've made. But there's really a distance between me, the trainer, and the end of the day results. In coaching, I have an opportunity to work with people as they use the skills day to day. So it's really been an ideal dovetailing of my past experience using those skills in a new way.
You know, there's these bandied about terms like 360-degree feedback and so on. Well, how is this concept combined with coaching creating a formula for success? Like, can you explore this idea further?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting because we all have blind spots when it comes to our own performance. We all, at the end of a day, feel that we've done a pretty effective job. Otherwise, you know, it'd be hard to sleep at night. Some days are better than others, of course, but we have those blind spots. And what I know from so many years working with people is many people in senior leadership positions have huge blind spots when it comes to their own strengths and weaknesses as leaders. And I hear that because I work with the people that report to them. And there are many times that I've been in situations where people have said, oh, this is great information. I wish that my manager or my senior leader, you know, knew about this or acted in this way or used this particular skill. And so that says to me that that particular leader has a blind spot. And that's primarily because although those individuals will share that information with me, they're not likely to share it directly with their leader, the only person who can really make a difference and change the behavior. So that's primarily because so few people tell senior leaders the truth. So even though they're getting frequent information and feedback based on their interactions, they don't always internalize it. They're not seeing that there are areas where they're not effective, and there are areas where they're being super effective. I mean, let's face it, we all have strengths and weaknesses, and so we need to know about our strengths as well. So multi-rater feedback tools, which is 360, you know, feedback tools, 360s they're called in our industry, are assessments that other people take, and they assess us, the senior leaders, and so they evaluate our skills and abilities in leading others. And they are fantastic tools because they can be a great way to get some impact. But the beautiful thing is that if you combine the 360 with then work with a coach, so that the coach will actually sit down with you, look through the report, work with the leader to process the feedback and create and execute a development plan around it, then that's where the results can be really exponential. So looking at a report is a good thing. Looking at a report digesting it and turning it into some action plans with a coach can be a great thing.
You know, there's nothing like having stories to kind of illustrate the points that you've been discussing at this or so far in this interview. Can you share some from your client base? Is something really interesting or fascinating to really to illustrate what you're talking about?
Well, you know, I mentioned to you earlier this connection between individual goals and corporate goals, and the whole corporate goal process can be is one that so many organizations go through and one that so many individuals wrestle with. I just finished a great project working with a senior leadership team. It was annual goal setting time, and they, like most individuals and organizations today, needed to align their individual goals with the corporate objectives. And the challenge that they were having was that they were really spinning their wheels because they were just really struggling with what felt to them like a mammoth writing assignment. It felt like they had a project that was due, and it was a writing project that was due. You know, back in the days when we had to do a book report or, you know, a huge assignment, and we worry about it longer than we actually do anything about it. So there was a whole lot of worrying and spinning of wheels going on. And what I did was I actually worked with each of them individually, and I coached them to help them focus on the intent of the process. And really, if you look at the intent of a goal-setting process, specifically when you're talking about alignment with corporate goals, the intent of the process is really, how are you connected to the future of this organization? It's really, you know, what is the contribution that your team is going to make? How the heck do you matter here? And when I began to shift people's attention, when their attention shifted over to how they matter and how they make a difference and how they want to make a difference, once they looked at it from that perspective, they were absolutely brilliant. The words just flew out of them onto the page, where they agonized from word to word. How do I create this sentence? How do I craft this thing? How do I get this darn thing done? Instead, they had more than words on paper. They had a plan for the coming year, and they had a plan that made sense, and they had a plan that they really felt they could embrace. And each individual was really proud of the result. Rather than, you know, tossing in the assignment, they were proud of their work. And it was really, really energizing for me. It was such a thrill for me to see people get re-energized around their future.
Let's broaden this out now in terms of your work and where you see all of this going. Do you have added comments to make, and again, looking into the future?
Well, I think that, you know, I would say that one-on-one coaching is definitely a concept that's whose time has come. It's such a powerful and efficient and really effective way to get where you want to go. So few people, you know, it's not that much different, really, than New Year's resolution time. You know, we all have great intentions. And to turn those intentions into action is pretty tough. And yet, if you can work with someone who can keep you focused and keep you honest and keep you moving forward, it becomes a whole lot easier for you to take the steps that you've decided you want to take. So I would say, you know, coaching is really a way for people to make time and get serious about where they want to go. So I think we're going to see more and more coaches and more people using coaches.
Well, we're at this point in the interview where I actually turn the tables on you, Kathy, and I ask you, you know, if you were doing this interview, what three questions would you ask, and then what would be your answers?
Well, you know what? I actually had thought, thinking about the question, I just have one question, and my question would be, where do I sign up? How do I find out more about coaching? How do I find a great coach? I have so many people ask me that question. In fact, and I would say that the number one resource or where I would direct people to start or encourage people to start is really to find out more about coaching itself. And the best resource is the International Coaching Federation. There's lots of great information. ICF is our regulatory body, so you'll see information on how to find a coach, what makes an effective coach, the coaching schools for people who are interested in becoming a coach, coaching schools that are accredited by the ICF. Also find lots of great information about our code of conduct, the code of conduct that we abide by, and our code of ethics. confidentiality policies and that sort of thing. So really a great resource as a starting place. You'll also find a roster of coaches in your local area, so you can actually type in your local area and you'll find coaches who do the kind of work that you're looking for assistance in. So I'd say, where do I sign up? You can find a link to the ICF actually on my Perspective in Action website.
Well, Kathy, that was great information, and I'm glad you provided that perspective of additional information to do that necessary research. I think it's a very valuable service that you're providing. So I want to take this time to say, you know, we really appreciate that, you know, the fact that you came in to do this interview and where you're sharing all these years of experiences, many successes and awards and so on, to kind of give the audience some real tips into sort of moving forward and to better enable their careers and their lives. So we want to thank you for coming in, and we'll continue to follow your innovative work as you could go forward.
Stephen, thank you very much, and it was my pleasure. I appreciate it.